الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This is the third collection on points of benefit in dua, and this will cover some mistakes done in dua. First, to have the dua containing or comprising some aspects of shirk in worship, like invoking other than Allah, then this is a major shirk. Or involving some kind of invocations of the forbidden type of tawassul, of seeking means of nearness to Allah, like by seeking means of nearness to Allah by the righteous, the prophets or so. The third is to hope for death. Some people, if they are touched by a calamity, they hope for death. Rather, the correct thing for them to say is, Allahumma ahyini in kanatil hayatu khayran li wa tawaffani ma kanatil wafatu khayran li. O Allah, make me live if my living is good for me, and take me in death if that is good for me. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. The fourth mistake is the invocation dua. Dua to hasten the punishment. Like for the person to say, Allahumma ajjil uqubati fi dunya li adkhul al-jannah yawm al-qiyamah wa aslam min adab an-nar. O Allah, hasten the punishment upon me in this life, so that I may be admitted to paradise on the day of resurrection and be saved from hell. And the fifth mistake in dua is to invoke with something forbidden or sin, like invoking Allah to have such and such person, to make such and such person a drug addict, for example, or make him die as a kafir. The sixth mistake is invocation involving severing ties of kinship. Like, for example, saying, O Allah, separate such and such from his mother. Sever the ties of such and such with his mother or his relatives or his wife or his or her husband and so forth. Seventh, making dua as a way of experimentation, testing Allah Azza wa Jal, like saying, I will try and see if Allah will respond to me or not. And the eighth mistake is despairing and having lack of certainty regarding Allah's answering of the dua. You see, some people, if they suffer from a serious disease where he or she may think that they will not be cured, you find them abandoning dua because of despair and lack of certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to change the situation. The ninth mistake is excessiveness in raising the voice while making dua. Tenth, the mistake done by many when they say Allahumma inni la as'aluka radd al-qada walakin as'aluka lutfa bih. Oh Allah, I don't ask you to ward off the decree, rather I ask you to make it kind, easy. While the correct thing is to ask Allah to ward off the decree. The 11th mistake is conditioning the dua on the mashi'ah, the will. Like for example, Allahumma ighfir li in shi't, O Allah, forgive me if you wish, if you will. Allahumma arhamni in shi't, O Allah, have mercy upon me if you will, if you wish. This is in opposition to having determination. And it's also an indication of lack of interest. Because the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported in Al-Bukhari, لا يقول أن أحدكم اللهم اغفر لي إن شئت. Let not one of you say, O Allah, forgive me if you wish. وليعزم المسألة. And let him be decisive concerning his request. 13th mistake is to invoke Allah against oneself or wealth or property or family. And this happens a lot. A person may get angry and then will make dua against everyone. Unintentionally. While we know that the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تدعو على أنفسكم. Don't invoke Allah against yourselves or upon yourself. Nor upon your children. Nor upon your wealth. Lest you will meet an hour where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give and respond to those who will ask him. This is in Sahih Muslim. And this happens a lot from some parents regarding their children when they get angry. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.